Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
Yay! We are so excited to be here with you. And so we have, as our continuing series of the level three. Okay, I'm good here. Brain left earlier. Yeah, that's a blooper. Anybody want to take that? It's fine. Anyway, yeah. The brain left earlier today. The QHHT level three series. See?
Yay! There,
yes. And so we're welcome. We're so excited to have as our guest, Christy Clemens Hoffman.
Yay, Christy!
Yay!
So glad you're here, Christy. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Let me get my view where I can see all of us because I don't like
mine did that too.
Little bitty picture. Okay, so yay! And this is like a reunion.
It is a reunion.
It's a reunion. I know.
Yeah. We should sing a little reunion song. Does anybody have anything prepared?
He wants to do happy.
Yes. Because I'm happy. I feel like I don't see, especially Julia, I don't see you unless that song is playing.
Yep. That's my theme song. Yep.
That's what a great theme song to have. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very cool.
Sorry, I want you to tell everyone why it's a reunion because you kind of sprung that on everyone.
Exactly. So, share that, Tracy.
Oh, I'm sharing that.
Christy and I
had the pleasure of being in Atlanta together, taking our level three and getting to go on that journey together. And it's been quite a journey for both of us getting through the hurdles of the practicing and resubmitting and getting
it was just the three of us for the whole weekend. It was delightful and lovely.
Oh, that's what she's calling it. Delightful.
Delightful.
It was delightful, darling. It was delightful, really.
It was. It was a lot of fun. I just know that, it probably feels intense at times, but it was. It was. You guys are.
I think Christy and I both kind of had the same mindset that we were going there to hear things that we weren't going to want to hear, right? Everyone wants to go in and go, wow, that was an amazing session. I don't think I could find anything wrong with it. But that would not be the reality we were prepared for. So I think we were
both. Maybe one you were hoping for.
Right. There's a little difference.
Well, I think you remember the two of you were rather brain dead after coming off this whirlwind tour.
Oh my God. We were everywhere, weren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had gone to Mount Shasta, then to Atlanta, then for level three. So we were going on week number three.
We had level one in Atlanta. And then we did
had level two in Mount Shasta, then the reunion, mm-hmm. then level one in Atlanta, and then level three. So yeah, we were, like I said, we were going on week three when you
came along. I think that was also after our adventure on Stone Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like a day after or something.
So not only brain dead, but physically.
Yes.
We've talked about that adventure several times on the show. And so there was a lot to that Atlanta trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So Christy, we're here to talk about you. And let's talk about your journey. This is what I love to hear. This is the part that, I love to hear everybody's story. This is kind of like the interview in a QHHT session. You get to hear somebody's story. And so that's what this is I get to hear your story. So kind of go back. It's like, were you always into metaphysics and stuff like that? Or were you something else? And then all of a sudden something happened.
No, I was the weird kid who believed in ghosts. I saw ghosts as a, I know, Tracy, you're having a hard time believing that, right?
Right.
I believed in ghosts and I read cryptid magazines and all this stuff, but I was growing up in Overland Park, Kansas, and in Overland Park, Kansas, it's really suburban. And I learned that, okay, I probably don't want to talk about this with people because they don't get it. But I was seeing things and knowing things that I had no way that I could know how to know. But then years later, and then I was always interested in reading different things, and it just has always been interested. I've always been interested in metaphysical, spiritual, the unexplained, interesting, things like that. And so I grew up very intuitive and very claircognizant and clairsentient. And
okay, for those that don't know the clairs,
we know clairvoyant.
Clarify it.
Well, let's go ahead and say what they are, because not everybody does know what clairvoyant is, and they may not know the clairs.
Right. So clairvoyant is probably the most well-known, and it just literally means clear seeing. So many people who have intuitive abilities, we describe them as clairvoyant, but there's so much more to the story than that. So clairvoyant is receiving our intuition through visual cues. Perhaps visual means that we see signs either inside of our head, or we see them and recognize them outside of ourselves, but it's taken in through a visual means. Then there's clairaudience, which is the same except with hearing. So either you might hear something in your head, music, a voice calling you, or you pick up your intuition through outside means, the radio or music. And then there's clairsentient, which is feeling. And we feel things in our bodies. You might feel the goosebumps when something feels right or tingly. Mm-hmm. You might feel a connection to someone. You might feel creeped out by a place and not know why. So it's a feeling sensation, any type of feeling sensation. It can also cover taste and smell. So sometimes we'll smell, like my grandma shows up as lilacs. And I know she's there, right? Because I just always associated that with her, and I'll smell her around me, cigars, that type of thing. So a physical sense or sensation. And then there's claircognizance, which is ideas, thoughts popping in out of nowhere. And so that was my primary gift growing up. And my parents would ask me things. And I'd say, well, why are you asking me? I'm just a kid. Say, well, you just seem to know stuff. And it's true, I did. So I just started exploring a lot of different things and just kind of tooling around. And then the bottom dropped out of my life. My husband decided that he didn't want to be part of the family anymore. And I started looking for meaning. What was going on here? What was at play? Started Googling karma, past lives. And guess who I found? This lady. Picture is in
my mom in a picture up there, Dolores.
Yeah, Dolores.
Oh, there I see it. Okay.
Yes. So Dolores, so found your mom, found this lady, and
love it.
She was in Arkansas, of course. Well, I'll put that up later. She was in Arkansas, of course, and I'm in Kansas City. That's like 5 hours away. And I thought, and I have relatives down there who would not appreciate that I do all of this stuff, okay? Very strict Christians. And so I thought, okay, maybe my mom could watch my little girl and I could drive down Arkansas, spend the night, get a session, come back. Yeah, that, I could do that. Just like take a weekend. So I called the office.
Yeah,
I want to make an appointment for a past life regression with Dolores Cannon. And they're like, she's booked up for 4 years. And I said, well, I was kind of hoping to get in before then. And they said, well, she's booked, but she started teaching. And this is when she first started teaching. This was, God, back in 2009, around then. Mm-hmm. Not sure. Yeah. And they said, well, there might be someone in your town who's doing this. And so I did. I found a psychologist who is the head of the Psychic Studies Institute here in Kansas City. And a lovely, lovely man. My husband and I both went. And actually, neither one of us got very far with it. Mm. And yeah, found out that there were some things that were kind of off in the induction. And so anyway, neither one of us got very far. And he referred me to someone who could see into past lives. And so had a wonderful reading with her, and then started doing some development classes with her and just really honing my gift and my skills. And mm-hmm. I started seeing clients pretty shortly. But always in the back of my mind was QHHT. Always in the back of my mind, I'm fascinated with this. I believe it works. I believe it can find so many different answers. And then my world fell apart again when I got laid off from Hallmark because I was a corporate drone for a while. Uh-huh. And right, Hallmark headquarters here in Kansas City. And part of the severance package was I got to take entrepreneurial development classes. And ooh. I knew that I wanted right. to, exactly, right? I wouldn't recommend getting laid off from Hallmark, but if you do, take the classes. Yeah, really
take
good.
The package, yeah.
Take the package. They have a great package because they do layoffs. And so anyway, then I decided what I really wanted to do was devote myself to the work that I was doing with readings. And I'd also taken Reiki by that point. So was becoming a Reiki master. And so I wanted to do that. And I started Radiate Wellness, which is a collaborative practice. It's a group of four practitioners here in Kansas City and in Geneva, Switzerland. Started a podcast. Julia, I need to get you on my podcast, honey. Tracy's already been. Okay. Need to okay. get you. Okay. I keep asking you. Okay.
You can find that on YouTube.
And at radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast.
There we go.
And so about the time that I started the business, I took level one. And then a year later, I took level two. And then, you know, not long after that, I just really enjoy the work. I love the work. It meshes so well with the other things I do. Tracy, you do some of the things that I do. It just flows together so seamlessly. And it's, I don't know if I can say the F word, but it's effing magical.
Well, I think you did it very classy. Thank you.
And it is.
It is effing magical. And yeah. It is
effing magical. And so, and really that's the story. It really started and then is started and came full circle back to Dolores Cannon.
Yeah, make sure you know where that picture is. Yeah,
exactly. So people walk in my office, because I'm here at my office, and people will walk in and they go, oh, that's her. Yes, it is. So level one, you know, we were down in Eureka Springs. I took level one in Eureka Springs.
And there's another magical place, right?
It is so magical. But Dolores was there. What's that?
If you haven't been to Eureka, and especially if you like crystals.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. But Dolores was there every day during the training, walking up and down the aisle. She had her hands kind of behind her back or folded in front of her. And she was just making sure that everybody got it. And, you know, but I rented my first office not too long after that and didn't have very much. Had a couch, had to pull in chairs from the hall, from the shared hall, had nothing else. And so I asked Dolores to come in. I said, would you come in and just be with me and help guide the session? She goes, well, I don't know where I'll sit, but okay. I could just see her saying that in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you, okay. So she said this after she passed.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Yes. Cause I took
this is her going into that mediumship that she does.
That's okay. So yeah. So you didn't say that. It was like she was walking. So you're talking about, you didn't say when you took the level one.
2016, after she passed in 2014.
After she passed. Because I was thinking when you said she's walking up and down the hall, the aisles, I'm thinking, when did she do that?
Remember this.
I don't remember her doing that.
No, because she didn't do it when she was alive.
Mm-mm, no.
But no, this is 2016. Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah. And definitely, Yeah, where am I going to sit? Yeah, that's mom. Sounds like so.
That's where I'm going to sit, but okay. No, very, very, very sweet. And I call her in for every session.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's happy to help.
Oh, you know, my client yesterday said that he'd had a dream about her the night before. And he just said, hey, I'm a little nervous. Is this going to be good? How's it going to go? And she says, just go with it. She says, just turn off your mind, go with it. And she says, don't worry about anything. And she really reassured him and gave him some great tips.
And that's wonderful advice.
Yeah, it really
I hope everybody's listening. That's all you have to do.
Right. The thing is that sometimes people will have a hard time getting started, but then once they cue into one thing, and then I ask them to focus on that, and then it starts to develop, And so once they can just, I call it letting go of the side of the pool.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. When we're learning to swim, we have to let go of the side of the pool. Mm-hmm. And then just
go. I love that analogy because I had something similar shown to me when I was in, I was going through a tough time. And I was like, I realized they were showing me that I was hanging on. It was like I was hanging on for dear life, like to a buoy in the ocean. And I'm hanging on, hanging on, hanging on. And they're going, let go. I'm like, but, let go. And they're like, what's going to happen if you let go? And I saw myself like, okay, started seeing that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to float. And that's the same thing. It's like, just let go.
I want to tell you guys something before we get too far past this point. I just love how the synchronicities are. So we're a little delayed in the live broadcast of this, right? So there's a few seconds before it catches up. So you're talking about Dolores and coming to your client in the dream. Meanwhile, Christina's in the chat room saying, does she have any advice for us? You literally gave advice. And then she goes, oh, I heard that.
Synchronicity.
It's just, you know, it's funny because that was one of the things I was noticing today. Synchronicity, signs, lining up with things in your path, paying attention to what's showing up. Like one day I had blue jays showing up everywhere. Finally, I went and looked that up and got the message from it. It's so important for us to pay attention to those things because here it is. It's all this synchronicity falling into place. So how fun is that right there? She's asking, you deliver. There it is. So
absolutely. But,
in the believing you shall receive.
Yep.
I have a question, Christy, because you were talking about in your life story, how two different times your life fell apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens. That happens to everybody. And I'm wondering, is like, I mean, you don't have to go through at the time, I know when you're in the middle of things like that, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, but when you look back at those times.
Oh, they were essential. Absolutely. Exactly. Essential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, I would not be
who I am. Usually changes your life, the path, right? Of your course of your life.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Because, you know, I was really on a track of spiritual growth when, you know, my husband decided he didn't want to be part of the family anymore. And I think he could recognize that I was moving forward and he was content to be where he was. Looking back, that feels like it. And then when I was in corporate, it was not me. It was just 40 hours just so I could have health insurance, just so I could pay taxes, just so I could have, you know, and it just,
a roof
it just
over the felt, head,
which is good to have, but, and don't get me wrong. I believed in the mission, et cetera, but it just felt so wrong. And I was feeling that. And then, you know, they announced these huge layoffs. And it was like, I don't know, 1,500 people laid off at the same time. And then there's the thought of, ooh, what if I lose my job? And then, ooh, what if I don't lose my job? It's going to be harder. It's going to be a lot harder.
If you lose it, then you're forced to go do something else, right?
Right. Yeah. But if you don't, then there's fewer people to do the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ooh, which
well, and, then, so, and then you have to make a choice. You know, if you don't lose it, now it's up to you. So, you know, which one are you going to go?
And then I wouldn't get a severance package. So,
right. That's true. Classes. Mm-hmm. We like the classes.
The classes were great. And then, you know, all the insurance and the benefits and things like that was wonderful. But it was, I could feel myself dying inside, you know. Yeah. It was just not who I was meant to be. And then since then, I took the QHHT course and achieved my Reiki master. And I took a couple of courses in medical intuition and moved on to advanced medical intuition. So it just grew in many, many different ways and have helped so many people. And the thing is that, yeah, there was my life, but then all the people I've been able to touch and just completely transform their lives with QHHT. Those people, they might have found the help, but they might not have. Right. And so I've got to think beyond just me and my little world here, that all the people who have been truly helped. I mean, I've seen people lose lifelong migraines, cancer. I've seen that leave the body. And I've seen, oh my gosh, all kinds of different things. People all of a sudden have the courage to do what they never dreamed they could do.
Yeah.
People all of a sudden left marriages that they knew they needed to, or rekindled relationships that they felt that they needed to. All of a sudden they were seeing the love that truly is available to them. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So those people,
yeah, it's that whole, served. You're given that whole beautiful perspective of things. And so right. You're not just looking at it from one tunneled vision. You get to see this big wide open thing. What kind of things were you, you're saying like a lifelong migraine, cancer, what kind of things were you seeing that those indicate? Cause those are always like people, what does that mean? What could that mean? Because, you know, like
right.
through QHA, we would get to the core of it, you know, everything. And soul speak, we get, that's what it's all about. It's like, it's all a message and stuff like that. So what are you finding? When you're
all kinds of things. So, like for example, the other day I saw someone who has severe allergies, and she's really been struggling with that. Turns out, not what I expected, but it was false belief, and it was in her, basically in her head, a false belief that her siblings. She was youngest of seven and the only girl, so. She felt that her family didn't pay much attention to her and didn't listen to her and didn't value her opinions. And her higher self said, that's a false belief. We're going to show you all of the ways that they do appreciate you and they do love you and they do pay attention to your words. And so we cleared the false belief. And then she said immediately after, she felt her sinus pain go. And then every day since, she's increasingly feeling clearer and clearer and better and the allergies are leaving. God, what else? The migraines. Mm-hmm. So this woman with migraines, it was a fascinating session. It was one of my early ones too. So it was a really cool woman went to a lifetime where she was a paper boy in a big city like Philadelphia, mm-hmm. New York, Boston, something like that. And it was during the Depression. I asked her to look at the paper that she was holding and tell me what kind of news. Oh, no, nothing good. Nobody's got jobs. Everybody's poor. Everybody's broke. And so we went to the place where she lived, and it was an apartment building, a walk-up, and there was a mother and father and a baby sister there. And she said, they're all sad. They're all just having a hard time because there's no work. And I said, well, can't they get a job? No, there's no jobs. So during the Depression, so a family of four, and this kid was the only one bringing in any money.
Wow.
And felt a lot of pressure and worry and fear around that. So then, well, what's funny is that when she came down off of the cloud, which is part of the process of the induction, right? And we come down off of a cloud into whatever lifetime we need to see. And so she immediately sees this broken bicycle. And I try to move her past the broken bicycle. She's kind of attached to it. So then I took her to an important day and she went right back to the broken bicycle. And I said, well, where is this bicycle? She said, well, it's on the ground. And I said, okay, where are you? And she said, oh, I'm floating above it. I said, well, do you see your body anywhere? Yeah, it's on the ground. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay, that's what we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And so moved her beyond that. She had gone to this church, a funeral. Everybody was in black and everyone was sad and nobody could see her or talk to her. And she was getting frustrated. She tried to go play baseball with the boys in the lot and they weren't paying attention to her because, of course, she had passed. But after I brought her out, I asked her about that. And she said, oh, I saw the whole accident. And I said, okay, well, what happened? She said, I saw the car hit me. It knocked me off my bike and it hit me. And I said, well, where did it hit you? She said, right here. And I said, well, where do your migraines start? Right here.
Wow.
She never had another migraine. And anytime she started to feel that kind of that aura feeling, she would talk to that little boy and say, listen, everybody's fine. Everybody's good. They're all okay. You don't have to worry about them anymore. And it would stop. So that really showed that it was fear. It was fear and worry from this other
life. Look at the pressure.
It was a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah.
Right? And just having this fear of what's going to happen to the family if I'm not there to bring home money.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right.
And that was attached to her. Then I had a lady. This was, yes, go ahead.
I'm having so much fun with you because these weird things keep happening. Like, you know, people in the audience are asking you a question that you're answering before you know they're asking it. You start talking mediumship. I don't know if you guys can see the flickering.
Yeah.
My light just literally started flickering and I'm sitting there going, what the heck? And you're talking about, you know, crossed over loved ones or death or, you know, all this stuff. So I just wanted to point that out. Mm-hmm. If I disappear here, it's because I don't want to go into some sort of weird seizure or something. I'm going to shut my screen off and go shut the light off and then I'll be sitting in the dark. But it is, you can kind of see it here flickering, but for me here, it is like
a strobe light.
Yeah.
I don't have an epileptic seizure.
Is anyone trying to speak to me, Christy?
Well, and then my computer just decided to die 2 seconds before we started.
Yeah. Yes, there was that too. Yeah. Okay, Dolores, will you please quit flickering my light now? Okay, stop her. It's still flickering. You just don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen. And I tell you, that is one thing. I mean, I have so few regrets in my life, but that is one regret, is that I didn't meet Dolores when she was alive. I was looking at QHHT thinking, oh man, that is so amazing. I really want to meet this lady. But I never once thought I could take the classes. Not until I got laid off. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden I was like, I could do that. I can do that. Mm-hmm. And it was just
we're doing everything else. You were doing everything else.
I got that.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's been amazing ever since. Absolutely wonderful. And since then, I've added on clinical hypnosis. Tracy, I know you also are certified in clinical. So I added that just as another way to help people. And then introspective hypnosis, which can be done online as another way to help people. So it's just amazing all of how everything just flows together.
Yeah. Yeah. The past lives, like you were saying, you know, we've got, I can't imagine how many people I've probably helped with anxiety and fear that is unexplainable. You know, it's like, I don't know why I have this fear of flying, or I don't know why I have this fear of leaving home. And just the past life piece to QHHT alone can just be like you were talking about, going into that lifetime with the migraine and, you know, finding out that it was an injury from another lifetime that got carried in. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And I'm elaborating on that a little bit because somebody in the chat was asking about what advice do you have for anxiety. And past life regression is huge for anxiety because usually it's a carryover of something.
Well, and I also find that just the subconscious during the latter part of a session is that the subconscious can give reassuring messages, can clear any blocks that are creating anxiety, can literally move it out of the body, can show them an aspect of themselves that they really didn't understand or didn't really know about that does not have that anxiety. So the subconscious has the power to do that as well. And I see that all the time. And then, you know, in addition to the past lives, Tracy, I believe that going to between lives and going to alternate dimensions and timelines is also extremely helpful. Today, I had a client and she just was in this floating gray space and she would occasionally see these big fields of yellow flowers and fields of purple flowers. But all the time, and once I start seeing colors coming in, I'm like, okay, you're getting healing. Because colors are so important in my practice and the other things that I do. So I know that colors, of course, being part of white light when separated out, is just the different aspects of that white light. And so when we go to the, call it the place with the colors. So when we go to the place with the colors and we start interacting with those colors, we receive so much healing that has to come from that. And so she undid so many layers if she'd been in a few car accidents.
Wow.
Talk about anxiety, trauma, had released so much of it, just unwound from her body. as she was going through this. So it's, yeah. So yes, past lives have a ton of learning, but even between lives and other between dimensions and beyond life has a lot of information for us too, and a lot of healing.
Well, that's why we don't direct anything.
Exactly.
And we allow it, you know, it's like the SC takes them where they're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what all there is. we don't know what all the possibilities are that they can be taken to and what is there for them. So
concurrent lifetimes. So when they describe what's going on, it's very obviously sometime that overlaps with now. And or is very similar to what we've got now, so we can have another more than one chess game going. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We can go to future as well, other planets, all kinds of things. So it really does bring in so many different possibilities, mm-hmm. so many aspects. You know, I always used to say, if you want to have your mind twisted like a pretzel,
that would be a good description of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My mind is being twisted like a pretzel. I'm going to slide out and turn that light off. So
you guys
keep talking.
We'll see. Okay.
This will be interesting because she said it was going to go dark when she does this. So
I know. Possible. That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking too. It's like, can you be able to see?
Yeah, it's not that dark.
That's crazy. No, it didn't really change that much at all.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it did for me because now I'm not going into a seizure.
Right, exactly. Oh, yikes. I've got my little ring light on here, just trying to be camera ready and
yeah, you are very camera ready, in fact, and I think you have one of those ring lights too, don't you, Julia?
I do. I don't need it at night. This one light gives me everything I need, but when I do see, I didn't set mine up perfectly. I love the soul portrait back here, but it reflects the ring light. It's like, that's not.
I was watching you this morning going, it's too bad that ring light blurs out, or, you know, blinds out the picture.
But, yeah. There's got to be a way to fix that. And you can, of course, see my ring light and my
glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure enough. Everybody's going to learn the secrets now.
Yeah. I did a podcast interview the other day with Vincent Jenna. I don't know if you know him. He's a world-renowned psychic. And he had this fabulous setup. He had green screen. He had this really cool background. And all. He just looked fabulous. And I had this like dinky background on Zoom, virtual background, because I was doing it from home and we're doing some renovations. And he was just saying, well, you've got, you know, I said, I've got a green screen, but I can't really get it to work right. He said, oh, you've got to light that separately. You got to light that separately. And have this light there, that light there. And okay, I don't know if I'll ever get to that point.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you hit it big in YouTube and TikTok and all those places.
Are you guys on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok, but I keep hearing about it.
I'm on TikTok.
Oh my God, Julia, are you on TikTok?
No, not me, but QHP. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to have a major presence.
Big launch.
Yeah. I keep hearing people, like clients were telling me, oh, I heard about QHHT on TikTok. And I was like, what?
Yeah. People got me on TikTok too. I was like, so what brought you here? How'd you get here? How'd you find me? Well, I was watching TikTok. And I'm like, really?
So see, you are on TikTok, apparently.
I've made like 3 videos on TikTok, I think, maybe. I don't know.
I think we need to go to the game.
It.
Yeah. We need the TikTok.
But yeah, we're
it's like that's supposed to be the next thing you've got to be on.
So. Everybody loves Clubhouse. TikTok.
Clubhouse, have you heard of that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Facebook, but it's all audio.
Oh.
It's voice messages. I don't know.
Okay.
So many places, so many things. So
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I don't know. Everybody around in my circles talk
about right now.
I love how random we're going.
So random. So are there any questions coming in?
Oh, that's my cue.
Tracy.
Okay. So we did have the anxiety question in here, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about how to help people through anxiety? Because that is something that is really coming up.
A lot of people
right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And what I, you know, something I love about the SC is that It finds things in your body. It's like, you know, we store emotions in our body, which is the essence of soul speak, right? We store emotions in our body. And so we store our trauma in our body. We store our memories in our body. And so the SC will go through the body and locate something. And that seems to be many times like the seat of anxiety, the seat of stress, the seat of this or that. And then we'll work on clearing it. And then, so that is another effective way that I've found to relieve anxiety. And then, you know, I am a Reiki master and I use a lot of medical intuition in my Reiki sessions. And that Reiki is really also effective in addition to QHHT. But, you know, I do keep those separate. But that's another thing. If somebody's really struggling with anxiety, Reiki can truly help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, just getting to the source of it, you know, it's like, and that's where the sessions come in. But like, yeah, if they're just wanting to deal with the symptoms and stuff, right. I mean, that's what you're doing at those times like that. But eventually you want to get to where, what's causing all of this. Are you finding, they're over here chattering at me. It's like, so maybe there's something here. I don't know. Are you finding any correlation between anxiety? Let me ask this a different way. Are you finding people are having sessions where they're going back to times of major destruction, major turmoil, like Atlantis or some of these other civilizations, or even during this time, you know, our current civilization? And if so, I wonder, is that maybe some, is there some correlation with the anxiety?
Not always, but I've found many people who do go to lifetimes of war, of you know, having to evacuate different places for different reasons. Not a direct correlation there. I find that anxiety can hit so many different people from so many different things. So anxiety can be related to fear, and it can be related to different things like that as well. So, I mean, that is one possible scenario.
Could be trauma from another life or something. So it's just something where they're bringing something across.
Yeah. Or sometimes people just need to have that burden in this lifetime for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They're needing to learn from it. They're needing to learn to move through anxiety to maybe help other people or just to have that experience for another person in their family to deal with someone with anxiety. There's so many different reasons for that.
And that is a reason for a lot of things. Many times, like, especially if they say, no, we can't heal that right now, it'd be like they need to know, they need to learn how to do this themselves and work with this so they can help others. That is general. Because there's so many healers out there.
Yeah. It's time for everybody to chop, chop, get busy.
Yeah, well, we call them, they're healers, but they don't know it yet. You know, they just...
Oh, my gosh. I had... Okay, so there is a... I had a lot of healers in past lives, et cetera. I had this one woman. She's a healer here in Kansas City. She's a very well-known healer, and she teaches lots of classes, and she goes somewhere, and she knows everybody, but she just is so shy to put herself out there. She's well-known. She's very good at what she does, but she doesn't like her picture to be anywhere. She doesn't want to be on a podcast. She doesn't want to do... She's just shy for that. Right? She doesn't feel like stepping out of herself. So she did a QHHT session with me.
You know what happened, don't we?
We know what happened. So we went to a lifetime. She was leaving with a carpet bag, going on a train, going to nursing school. And this was somebody that nobody in her family had done before. She had a long dress and lived in kind of a prairie type of situation. And I asked her, well, what are you going to do after you take nursing school? She said, well, I'm going to help people. I want to help people. And she says, I think I'm going to have to go far away to do that. And so we went to a scene where she was in a huge tent where there were a lot of suffering men with many different types of injuries. Mm-hmm. Really felt like the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And she was just overwhelmed. There's so much suffering. I can't help everybody. This is what I'm doing does not help. These people need so much more than any of us have to offer. I am so ineffective here. None of us can ease this suffering. And then there was a white flash and that life was over. So I'm thinking hit by mortars, cannonballs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that life was over. We went to another lifetime. And she was in the woods with some young women. She was a young woman in the woods with a group of other young women. And they were learning from from an older woman about medicinal plants and natural forms of healing. And she says, but we have to do it in secret. Nobody can know that we're doing this. And I don't know about you guys, but I've seen this a lot in sessions. Mm-hmm. They're healers, but they can't tell anybody because it's frowned on, right? Mm-hmm. And so we can't tell anybody. Yep. So we moved to an important day, and then she was standing trial in front of the town and had been found out and was being sent away. She was being banished. And I said, sounds like you're getting off lucky. And she said, yeah, the other girls did not get off that lucky. And so no wonder this lifetime she feels this call to be a healer but can't step out.
Yeah. Can't
shine her light, right? Mm-hmm. So that explained so much of why she was so reticent.
Wow.
To put herself out there.
We got more questions. Do you want them?
Okay.
Okay. Super. You made the announcement.
Well, you know what? I did a Facebook Live earlier this afternoon on my Angels Guidance with Christy Clemens Hoffman Facebook page. I do a daily card reading. And I say, hey, you guys can be a glutton for punishment and catch me twice live tonight.
There we go. So well, some of them are gluttonly punished right now because we're going to ask another question and you get to talk more about this. So for many months, I have been saying I'm going to take QHHT level 1, but I don't take the course. So I set a date to start the course. And again, I don't take the course. I keep thinking I want to be good at it. Or may I harm someone? Any advice? So why would she feels like she won't be good at it? Sorry, I read that wrong. That she won't be good at it, or that she could harm someone. So what is the advice with that question, as far as how she keeps saying she wants to do it, then she doesn't? Maybe that kind of falls into what we were just talking about with that lifetime. And this is Juliet. What advice do you have for her about stepping up and taking that course?
Well, so a couple of things. There are a couple of different ways to really look at this. One way is that you'll really know when you feel guided to do it. You'll know when it feels right. You might be fascinated with it, but for whatever reason, it doesn't feel right now. The other way to think of it is you feel like you want to do the course, you're interested in it, take it. You know, what's the worst that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
You learn a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you see if you can do it. You see if you truly like it and if it works for you. So a couple of different ways to look at it there. And I know that you're going to find the right way for you.
I'm going to jump in with she won't know if she's good at it or she's worried about harming someone. So Julia, would you like to talk about the SC here?
Yes. This is one of the things I make abundantly. I really hammer this in level 2, but it's always there. It's, you are always working with the higher self of you, of the person. They are always in control and there's nothing you can do. They will guide everything. So as long as you're not trying to do your own thing and whittle in there and stuff like that and do it your way, and you let the SC guide everything, you can't hurt the person. They will get exactly what they need. Everything works perfectly. You follow everything exactly the way we teach you, you will be fine.
Juliet, I'm summarizing. Christy says, follow your intuition, follow your gut. You feel pulled to this, so check it out. Get real grounded with it and do what Christy's saying. Check into your intuition. Find it in yourself. What is your guidance?
Your heart knows. Your heart knows. It knows.
And we know Juliet. She's been here. She's a follower for a long time. You know, your heart is pulled to this. You're here. You show up all the time. So follow that guidance and then just know that the SC is going to give you exactly what you need. They're going to hear exactly what they need to hear. The information that comes up will be what they need. I think, you know, I have to say that when I first started in this line of work, way back years and years ago, when I started doing like readings and stuff, I had that same kind of fear of, well, what if I say something that, you know, then that's off or wrong or, you know, whatever. And I had the same kind of guidance that you two just pulled in here. And it is a game changer. So I understand where Juliet's coming from because, you know, there is that, oh my gosh, people can really look to you for these answers, for this information. But when you trust that the SC is bringing what they're ready for and the information that comes up and the way that they hear it also, whatever it is that they're saying in that hypnotic state, you know, we have to trust that they're hearing it the way that they're supposed to as well. So there's...
I'll take that one, it's kind of what something you said, Tracy, and I'll take that a little bit one step further or an offshoot of that. And because the same thing with me is I'm, you know, start getting messages for people and they're saying, say this, like I'm talking to somebody or like, you've seen me do it in this group and everything like that.
Yeah.
They'll be telling me, say this. And I'm like, no, I can't say that because it might be something very abrasive, very, you know, something like that. It's like, that's not how I talk. And I want to be soft and gentle. And they're like, do it now, say it. I'm like, oh, and they won't leave me alone until I do. And so then I say it. And then I'm like, oh my God. And I'm waiting for the reaction. And they're going, that's it. I get it now. I had to hear it just like that. So see, that's how I learned to start trusting in them. And, you know, they know what they're doing. They know the whole situation much better than we can ever know. Yeah. So this is all about, it's trusting ourselves. It's trusting the SC. It's trusting who we are, you know? So just stay in alignment. You'll be fine.
Definitely. You ready for another one?
Sure.
I feel like I have such a role today. Okay. I have a glimpse of a childhood memory that I can't remember fully, and somehow I know it's important for me to remember. How can I remember? Is there some kind of practice I can try to remember? So what advice do you have to remember a childhood memory that seems to be important, but it's not all there?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, as a matter of fact. Now, sometimes in QHHT, people will go to the current lifetime. Doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. And it's usually something that you needed to remember, something maybe you didn't cue into the first time, didn't see it accurately, that you need to go back and revisit it. So as far as without QHHT or without some sort of regression therapy, I would say, well, why do you need to know it? Do you have the feeling of it? What is the feeling of it telling you? I don't know. What do you two think?
Well, on here, she says, somehow I know it's important. So there's an intuitive piece to it that she just knows that this is important, but she can't remember it.
Yeah, and you might not remember it. So many times we suppress things that are painful, especially from childhood, that is just too painful to remember, so we stuff it down. There are a lot of people that come in and who say, I don't remember any of my childhood at all.
I get that too, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like me too, there's not a lot that I remember. If it was truly painful, I would just go with the emotions that you're feeling right now, because emotions will tell you so much.
Yeah.
And just keep working at it intuitively. You can always ask your higher self, maybe before you go to bed, ask your higher self to
get into that place, that state of mind, that calm place, meditation, or, you know, you're going to go in through theta as you go to sleep. And so just ask the SC, like you're saying, just talk to them and ask them to give you more information. They might come in dreams, or it might come right there when you're in that state.
You know, you can also call in Archangel Jeremiah. Archangel Jeremiah helps us with a life review at the end of life. When our, you know, we have near-death experience and people say, oh, I saw my life flash in front of my eyes. So he helps us with a life review. So maybe also call on him. But yeah, like Julia said, you know, your higher self, the SC, can help with it as well. And I wish you a lot of luck in that. There's obviously something there that you're needing to connect with.
Yeah. I had a gal come to me that she remembered getting a letter. Gosh, I can't remember. It was a relative, a loved one or something, wrote a letter. And she remembered getting this letter and she couldn't remember what it said. And it was so important for her. And it's kind of like this. She could just kind of remember the gist of the letter, but she couldn't remember the letter. And we're thinking, you know, this is going to come out when we go to like the SC and ask the SC. No, she went into current life, went into the scene where she got the letter and read it word for word for her recording. And I was just like, I think somebody had to pick my job and put it back in places. I was just like, is this happening? She's reading this word for word. And I just couldn't even believe how that came together. So You know, these things are so powerful, these tools that we have.
If you need to know, you will be shown it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Christy, I just happened to look at the time, and I can't believe how fast this has gone by. So before we get to the end and have to drop off, I want you, can you share with people how they can find you if they'd like to communicate with you, you know, anything with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the collaborative practice that I've built is called Radiate Wellness, and our website is radiatewellnesscommunity.com. And so there's information about me and our other practitioners as well, but information about QHHT, all of the services that we do. You can schedule online our classes and events. I teach a lot of events. I teach a lot of classes, and all online these days, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I've got some great classes coming up. I'm doing a guided writing class next Thursday. So basically channeled writing from your higher self, from your SC. And then I'm also doing a class relieving yourself from allergies. And that's going to be a group class. And then also I've got a mini virtual metaphysical fair coming up, because the Kansas City Metaphysical Fair, that's usually the last week, weekend of March, is canceled this year for various reasons.
I've seen a couple of things like that advertised, and I'm just wondering how you're doing it.
So what we're doing is we're offering some, now this is just our group, because we've done like citywide metaphysical fairs. This past year we did them online, and so Casey Metaphysical would put out a photo gallery on their Facebook group or the Facebook page, and then with descriptions of every reader and every vendor, then with information for those readers and those vendors, and then people coming to the fair. Of course, the fair was free that time. Mm-hmm. Would book directly with each of the vendors. And okay. So what we're doing for our virtual wellness fair is that we have Facebook events put out there for about metaphysical healings with Kathy, mini readings with me, mini tarot readings with Mary Jane, our Geneva-based practitioner. And there's a link in there to sign up. They're just abbreviated sessions at an abbreviated price. All weekend long. I'm doing an Archangels and Ascended Masters Gallery on Friday the 26th of March at 7 p.m. Central. And in those galleries, I just tune into Archangels and Ascended Masters, and I give all of the messages that I receive, I pass them on. And it's going to be on Facebook Live. And so those are always a lot of fun. I love doing those.
So when that's on Facebook Live, is that on your personal page, or the Radiant Wellness page? Where is that?
It's going to be cross-posted to Radiate Wellness, and then I have a private Facebook page, like a personal business Facebook page, Angels Guidance with Christy Clemens Hoffman. And so it'll be both on the Radiate Wellness and my Angels Guidance pages together.
And I posted the radiantwellnesscommunity.com on the chat page for anyone that wants to go check that out. And didn't have anything to write that down on.
So. In our final, we have like 1 minute. I don't know where this went.
I know.
I really don't. So what would you like to share with everybody as like a final message, or anything that you would like to tell everyone?
I want everyone to know that you are so much more than the meat suit that you carry around. That's only such a small fraction of who you are. Who you are is much bigger, much greater, and much more powerful than you can even imagine. And it's all this information is there just to tap into. You are so beautiful. You are so loved. You are so cherished. And you are so much more than you can possibly imagine.
Nice.
Yes, very nice.
That.
So beautiful. I love that. I've never heard that. The meat suits. I love it. I just call costumes. I think meat suits. That's perfect.
Oh yeah. There we go.
But that's not.
You'll never look at yourself the same in the mirror, Julia. You'll be like, "Be in my meat suit. Look at me.
I'm gonna go wash my meat suit. Gonna take a shower."
We can spend the next 20 minutes on meat suit jokes.
Anyway, oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Christy, for being here. And thank you, everyone, for being here and, and having this wonderful conversation and sharing your life also, Christy.
Before we shut it off though, tell everyone how they also can become a practitioner.
If you're curious and you want or interested in QHHT, we have our level one course online, and that's at QHHTofficial.com. We have links on the front page that go to our classes. And so we just look forward to hearing from you. And you can always contact us if you have any questions. We love you. And Tracy, thank you so much. How can people find you really quickly?
TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com. Find a practitioner, Google me, or I'm in Oregon, Portland, and Forest Grove area. And you can find Christy there as well on QHHTofficial.com if that makes it easier. We're findable. We're everywhere.
Findable.
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok here pretty soon. So, thank you everyone for watching. We'll see you next week. We have Tamara on, I believe, for the astrology report.
So
that'll be a lot of fun. She told us some special dates, and I think we're coming up on one of them or something of that nature. Or it's the stepping into spring. That's what we're doing. We're springing in.
Yeah, the equinox, the 20th.
Equinox. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll have Tamara here for the equinox. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.